وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. If we look at the Quran, and we look at the verses of the Quran, and the tradition, or the traditions handed down from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, and the imams of the household, we see each one of them emphasized the fundamental right of a human being. This is something which has caught the attention of people in recent years. And even though it is very well known to Muslims, and there is no need for us to remind the Muslims of this. However, today, living in this modern world and living in this age where we see violation of human rights in every part of the world, in every corner of the world, with no exception, be it an Islamic country or be it a Western country or be it a religious country, we see violation of human rights happening right, left, and center. So therefore, today it is a big responsibility on the shoulder of the Islamic society to make this reality known to the world. We as Muslims have been given the golden plate, or we're given the holy grail of human rights, handed to us by the Quran and by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. We need to take that to the world and show it to them and show how exactly we've been taught to deal with one another. So this is a great responsibility that we need to indulge in. A lot of people, sadly, and a lot of Muslims around the world, they're not doing their job in this regard. They're turning a blind eye. And also, we have the classical hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. I mean, even though it's limited in one field, he says, whoever does not care about the affairs of the Muslims, then is not a Muslim. Now, even the word Islam itself, sometimes it have a general quotation to it. Sometimes it has a specific quotation to it. So when we say Islam, usually we mean the people who follow the religion of Islam. Sometimes we have a lot of people who are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are religious in their own way. They are good doers in their own way. Sometimes the Quran also considers these people to be Muslims. I mean, not to have the same teachings as Islam per se. But also, so we need to make sure that when we look at people around us, we don't just say, well, this is just, if it concerns me, then I would care. If it does not concern me, I don't care. And when we see oppression is happening, if it's happening to Muslims, then I should talk about it and I should raise my voice and raise my concerns. If it's not, then I should neglect it. That's a wrong mentality. This is a wrong thinking. I mean, also on that note, I would be very happy to see Muslims raising their concerns about issues that are happening to Muslims. Because Muslims today, they have been targeted by a lot of countries. They have been targeted by a lot of systems. They are under a lot of pressure in certain countries. I mean, from China all the way to America. In all these countries, Muslims are being prosecuted. In countries, they're being killed. Genocide. I mean, the list of calamities, the list of problems, the list of genocide, the list of crimes, call it whatever you want. It just goes on and on when you look at certain Muslims in certain parts of the world. Look at China, for example. Look at Myanmar, for example. Look at India, for example. Look at the States, for example. Look at some parts of Europe, for example. Or even look at in the Middle East, for example. And you see how certain minorities are being executed for their beliefs. So it is an issue that all Muslims, at least first and foremost, let's begin with ourselves, take that responsibility to bring it to people that there are, or there is the notion of a human rights, and then we move on to other parts of the world. Let us take a break, and then we will come back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. And you are listening to the program for Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, the essential teachings of Islam, they're not meant to be lost in the storm of political arena, especially within the Muslim world, when we have Muslim countries. The human rights, like I said, it became more of a legal and political issue rather than an ethical issue. Why do I say that? Because now we see certain Islamic countries, or at least they hold the banner of Islamic countries, or at least the majority of the citizens are Muslims. They themselves are neglecting the concept of human rights. They give themselves the right and the green light to take the right of other people. For example, for 7 years, Yemen, which is an Islamic country, an Arabic country, has been bombarded with bombs day and night by its neighboring country, which is Saudi Arabia, which is also an Islamic country, or at least all of it is an Islamic country. And the Saudis, for example, they justify killing innocent people and taking every single right Allah has given to them under the pretext as these guys are terrorists, these guys are this, and these guys are that. So they give them labels, and then they justify it for themselves to kill innocent people and to make them suffer. And all these sanctions on them, they can't get medicine, they can't get food, they can get a lot of things they cannot get, and men, women, and children are suffering of that. Thousands of them are, they have disease, they have, lack of food, lack of everything. Why? Because the human rights itself has become more political rather than an ethical one. If it was an ethical, then I have no right to go and kill anybody. Even from an Islamic perspective, when we look at the laws of war, now, let's assume for argument's sake, a person has a right, or he wants to wage a war against a person, even if he's an oppressor. Fine, by all means, take your army and go to war. Fight an army for an army. Why do you have to go kill innocent people? Why do you have to go bombard cities that has innocent people? Why do you have to have this sanctions or brigade on things entering the country? Because you're no longer fighting a war. You're just being, I don't have a word for it. I mean, if there is a word for it, I would say it. Just, as we call them today, international criminals. When you kill innocent people, that's just a crime against the humanity. Fine, rage a war, but leave it at the war field. Leave innocent people out of it. And this is the Islamic message. When the Muslims used to go to war, the Prophet used to tell them, do not burn a tree, do not destroy a house, do not take a prisoner, do not scare a woman, do not scare a child, do not do this, do not do that. And hundreds of laws are placed in Islam, in war, just to preserve the rights of the innocents. Even when Muslims, they know they would never fight unless it's defensive. But still, in that field, laws and human rights needs to be maintained. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.